USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out. And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Northern California's Caldor Fire is now threatening 34,000 more structures and has turned a popular resort city into a ghost town. Everyone has left the city of South Lake Tahoe under mandatory evacuation orders that moved out 53,000 people. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Folks in Louisiana are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida.
The cleanup from Hurricane Ida continues in Louisiana even as a million people are still without power, and suppliers say it may take weeks to restore electricity to some areas. Senator Bill Cassidy says that's the biggest need in his state right now. The Louisiana Republican tells CBS News that the situation will remain desperate until power returns.
They need electricity. We have a million people without electricity. All of Orleans, Jefferson Parish, St. Bernard, and Plaquemine. Imagine you are a patient who relies upon home oxygen, and you've got a generator, but you can't get gasoline for your generator because the gas station doesn't have electricity to pump the gas. There's also the places that have flooded down in Lafourche, Terrebonne Parish, St. John's, and others. Obviously, your home's flooded. You need a place to stay. So the focal points, if you will, the areas with wind and flood damage, but also the areas in which electricity has been knocked out.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are defending comments made by the team's head coach about coronavirus vaccines. Urban Meyer saying he and the general manager considered a player's vaccination status when finalizing the roster. This comes after the NFL Players Association said that they would be opening an investigation into Meyer's comments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.